So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Sene mtwaka zomuhle ngolwesithathu mhlaka 10 kuzibandlela 2024. Igama lami nguNtungami Linkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lokhu okuyenziwe nguTB Joshua namanye amaqili onkolo kwakwaziwa nje i-documentary leye BBC ihlela kuphela ubufakazi.
I-documentary ethulwe ngumsakazo we-BBC eveza ukuba umfundisi wakwele Nigeria uTB Joshua wayedlwengula abesifazana njalo ephatha luklubhu izisebenzi zakhe isidale inkulumo.
Mo Blessing lo ongene kuphela indaba jabalala wayengekho kubereka mwana esasekuyo wayengekho u candidate selection esasilayo konke okwakusenzakala kazange afake amaphepha ngoba yena wayeku MDCT.
Ibandla le TCCC lethesa ixoxo laleli bandla elisekela umnomzana Sengezo Jabangu. Umlando wokufaka ilunga lebandla le MDCT unkosazana Mo Blessing Chuma ukuthi ancintise kukhetho lephalamende okuzancintisa khona umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-TCCC umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba.
Nanzela ukuthi kuthi lanxa kunjalo kuba lohlupho lokuthi kwezinye indawo kugcina leyo 5 days ingahlonitshwanga, amanzi avule kwezinye indawo engafiki, bathi bona nxa kuyikuthi indawo eziphezulu kusuka kube lohlupho ukuthi amanzi angafiki.
Kulabantu abaningi abathi kabatholi izikwelede zokusungula kumbe ukuthukuthukisa amabhizimusi abo ngesizathu sokuthi bangamalunga ebandla eliphikisayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. I-documentary ethulwe ngumsakazo wakwele Bilitane o-BBC ngomvulo eveza ukuba umfundisi wakwele Nigeria uTB Joshua wayedlwengula abesifazana njalo ephatha luklubhu izisebenzi zakhe soludale inkulumo. Livideo elesihloko esithi Disciples, The Cult of TB Joshua ilengxoxo labesifazana lo Joshua igama lakhe lokuzalwa enguThemitope Balagon Joshua yena obhubhe ngomnyaka ka-2021 kanye lendodakazi yakhe. Abanye baveze ukuba izigigaba ezazisenziwa ngu TB Joshua ezifana lokwelapha abagulayo zazingezamanga. I-BBC ithi njalo uTB Joshua wavimba imbangela yokudilika kwesakhiwo sakhe esawohlokayo sabulala abantu abedlula ikhulu 118. uTB Joshua wakwele Nigeria ubedume kakhulu umhlaba wonke jikelele njalo evakatshelwa ngabantu abavela emazweni omhlaba atshiyeneyo ababalisa labeZimbabwe abagoqela inkokheli yezombusazwe ethi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai, unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe lomsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Kembo Mohadi. Kodwa abanye bayayisola lidokumentari besithi ngamanga okukhulunywayo njalo kulobufakazi bokuthi uTB Joshua wayeselapha abantu basile ngomoya oyingcwele. UChris Kande weStudio 7 uxoxele umfundisi Kenneth Mtata, umqondisi womanyano wamasonto omhlaba oweWorld Council of Churches, ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Lokhu okuyenziwe ngu-TB Joshua namanye amaqili okolo kwakwaziwa nje i-documentary leye BBC ihlela kuphela ubufakazi obuphumileyo kudala sikuzwa kodwa abantu bengakuthathi serious kodwa ukuthi kube kuyenzwa izinto ezimbi eziningi ku-TB Joshua lamanye amabandla anjalo kube kwaziwa kodwa abantu babuza ukuthi yini okufanele kuyenziwe manje ngalendaba abanye bathi kungcono lawa amabandla avalwe kodwa lokhu kuveza ama problems amaningi ngoba uma uhulumende sekwazi ukuvala nje lawa amabandla engawafuniyo kuzoyenza ukuthi lamanye amabandla avalwe ngoba ayakhuluma lokho ohulumende abaningi bengakufuniyo so ngiyabona ngathi ayisiyondlela yoku-addressa le ndaba kumele ku-addresswe ama root causes ayenza ukuthi abantu abaningi babe vulnerable simele siqede indlala lokuhlupheka kwabantu ngoba uma abantu belendlala kuyenza ukuthi babe vulnerable kulowo muntu ozoza esithi engabasisi okunye ukuthi amabandla ngokwa amele abe lendlela e-self-regulation ukuze bekwazi ukuthi ngobani abakhuluma besithi bengamabandla ngoba uma ingekho indlela e-self-regulation kuzoba labantu abazophuma besithi bakhuluma in the name of the church bona bengama crooks lama charlatans athatha i-advantage yabantu abahluphekayo so le i-tip nje of the iceberg kodwa lendaba inkulu kakhulu akhona futhi amabandla amanengi ayenza izinto ezimbi eziningi ezihlukumeza abantu and futhi kumele kube nendlela ukuthi laba bantu babotshwe ngoba umthetho ukhona oyenza ukuthi abantu abayenza izinto ezinje babotshwe okusemthethweni
Kodwa sike sezwa abanye belokhu besithi balobufakazi bokuthi uTB Joshua wayenza ubuqotho njalo eselapha abantu bakhona abasilayo abaningi. Lithini lina ngalokho?
Hayi asiko ukuthi alaba aba lezi zigebengu zazi sigebenga abantu nje izikhathi zonke ngoba kwezinye izikhathi babe yenza lezo zinto abantu babe zidinga kodwa ayisiyo license phela ukuthi uma usiza abantu usuba abuser ngoba abantu aba abuseweyo ngo TB Joshua baningi futhi balobufakazi u TB Joshua asoze athole license yoku abuser abanye abantu ngoba usizile abanye abantu so indaba ekhona lapha indaba abuse enkulu kakhulu ezokansela okonke okuhle engabe ekuyenzile iyo indaba ephuma lapha ku documentary ka TB Joshua
umfundisi Kenneth Mthatha ngomqondisi womanyano wamasonto omhlaba owe World Council of Churches Ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 ekwele Germany.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Ibandla le Triple C selethe seyixuku laleli bandla elisekelwa ngomnomzana Sengezo Chabango umlando wokufaka ilunga le MDCT unkosazana Mo Blessing Chuma. Ukuthi ancintise kukhetho lwePhalamende lapho okuzancintisa khona umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-Triple C, umnumzana Gift wostalosi siziva. Leli bandla lithi uChuma kazange angene kuhlelo lokukhetha abazancintisa kukhetho lwanyakenye, kodwa liboneso kunguye okuthiwa amele isigaba sephelandaba chabalala okwakunqobe khona uSiziba laye owabhalisela ukuncintisa emthethweni ndaba okhetho owe-nomination court ephansi kwebandla le-CCC. UChris Gande uxoxele isiphathamandla saleli bandla kobulawayo umnumzana Kwanele Bhango ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ngiyabonga mnumzana umbuzo wakho, kuliqiniso sibili okubuzayo. Umo Blessing lo ongene kuphela ndaba chabalala wayengekho kubereka mwana esasikuyo, wayengekho ucandidate selection esasilayo. Konke okwakusenzakala kazange afake amaphepha ngoba yena wayeku-MDCT eyayikhokhelwa nguMonzora uDouglas. So eseswele amakhandidenti uChabangu ubone kufanele ukuthi athathe umuntu owayengekho. So ukuthi kuthiwe ufaka abantu aba-aggrieved, ngikubona kungasento e-right, kungasoqiniso sibili, ngoba u-aggrieved ngayiphi indlela uMo Blessing yena oyevele engekho ngaleso sikhathi abanye ababekhethwa bengena. Ngiyabonga.
Manje njengoba sisizwa besithi bazahamba emthethwandaba ukuthi bamise umnumzana Siziba ukuthi ancintise kusigaba sephelandaba sabalala, lina liluthatha njani lo?
Thina ithemba lokuthi sizanqoba silalo, angaba khona siyakwazisa khona ama-plans okuthi bamise u-Honorable Ostalos ukuthi akonteste, kodwa ithemba ekugcineni sizanqoba kuphela. Yikho engingakutsho okwamanje, wonke ama-plan amabi angafuna ukuthi awenziwe, hhatshi thina sile themba, sihlala sinjalo, sizanqoba.
Umnumzana Kwanele Bhango ngowebandla le-CCC kobulawayo. Sixoxe njalo lomunye wabasebenza lomnumzana Chabangu, umnumzana Albert Mhlanga, ukuze sizwe ukuthi bona bathini ngalolu daba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga baba Gande, lezakhamizi leZimbabwe nje yonke jikelele. Ye, bayatsho ukuthi ubebengamazi ngoba abangani bayakhumbula kumbe ebevele isikhamba labo mzwana former ECC. ECC is a citizen party. You see, a citizen party in that it's a itata ama stakeholders pose wonke ama industrialists, abezenkonzo, izinyanga kanye laba ama civic organizations. So ekuyenzeni kwethu siqalisa sasivumele ukuthi kulezinye indawo esizazigcina sizigcinela ama political party vele edes labo, kulezinye lapho esizazigcinela abe civic society. Like uyabona kulobaba uDumisani Nkomo ubesuka ku civic society ubengekho any other party, ubesuka ku civic society yikho ke wangena ecouncilini. Yikho ke labanye nxa uMo Blessing bangamazi laye umela amanye ama organization lawo esisebenza lawo. So hayi uyanqoba ngoba sonke siyamcampaignela, bonke laba ama organization lapho asuka khona bazamcampaignela. Ikati nje vele ubephathekile kwezepolitiki isikhathi eside, abantu bayamazi lathi siyamazi. Yikho ke hayi ukuwina siyayithatha leyana indawo, ngoba njeona ngitshile nje kumalanga adlulileyo ukuthi unguye i-official candidate ye-CC.
Umnumzana Albert Mhlanga ngomunye wabasebenza lomnumzana Sengezo Chabango ozithi nguye unobhala jikelele we-CCC. Ubexoxa lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Kulabantu abanengi abathi kabatholi izikwelete zokusungula kumbe ukuthuthukisa amabhizimusi ngoba badlelana lamabandla aphikisayo, kanti njalo kabalazi bambiso zemali efunakalayo i-collateral. Abaphikisayo bathi kabayitholi imali yamabhanga afana lele Empower Bank Limited elidlelana lohulumende, lona elinika uZulu izikwelete zamabhizimusi lokunye okugoqela okubizwa libhanga leli ngokuthi ithuthuka kanye lemupeza namo loans. Abaqondisi bebhanga leli baya kuphika lokho besithi abantu bonke eZimbabwe balakho ukuthola imali abayifunayo uma belendlela eveza ukuba bazabhatala njani izikwelete. Ukuhlaziya loludaba uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxe lodisilo mnumzana Decent Bajila omela iluveve makhandeni edale lephalamende. Yena otshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukuba abaphikisayo kabatholi izikwelete emabhanga adlelana lohulumende.
Umnotho welizwe awumanga kahle. Abantu abatsha abafundile bahambile ezikolo balalo ulwazi olungabathuthukisa kodwa ayikho imali nasemabhenki imali ayitholakali iningi layo ngedinga ukuthi kube lesibambiso i-collateral ngesilungu abantu abatsha kabanayo kathesi lezinye inhlanganiso ezingabe zikhona zikweledisa imali lazo zingathi zimile ngoba azikhanyi akukhanyi ukuthi umnotho ume ngaphi njalo uqobe ngaphi abantu abatsha kabalandela zokuthola izimali zokuthi basungule amabhizinisi bazimele bodwa.
Yes, njalo kuzokuthiwa abahambe emabhanga baye ngaphi ngaphi sokule yuthi lokhu lalokhu akusebenzi kathi khonokho.
Ikhona i-Empower Bank kodwa imali ephuma e-Empower Bank iphuma iningi layo iyimali yakulona leli lizwe njalo ukuthi itholakale ithola abantu abalutshwana kakhulu kulamahungahunga futhi athi imali le ingathi itholakala ngokuthi abantu babe lehlangothi lezombusazwe kube kanti abantu abatsha badinga ukuthi imali beyithole kungenani lokuthi kwezombusazwe banakanani. Wona lawo mahungahunga sisawacubungula sikhangelele ukuthi ikomidi lephalamende likhangele ngezabatsha lizasinika i-report yokuthi kungabe kuliqiniso na ukuthi imali le iphiwa abantu bona labo abalutshwana abaphiwayo bayiphiwa kukhangelele uhlangothi lezombusazwe abakulo.
Umnumzana Decent Collins Bajila ngomeli weluveve makhandeni edalele parliamente njalo engoyebandla le-Triple C. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Malaki Nkomo owebandla lezanu PF.
Abantu fanele bawazi ukuthi izimali lezi uma beziphiwa awuphongi ukholiswa njengomuntu uthi uyaholiswa imali. Kuba nemithetho eminye ekhona engathi sizoba nje edinga imali kuyukuthi kule nhlelo eziphiwa nguhulumente kufunakale imali. Kukhona enye okufana ukuthi umuntu awumgcwalise ukwenzela ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi ngempelampela ngumuntu ophuma imali yokuthi usebenze. Abaningi bazafuna ukuthi khona kuphuma imali kahulumente ngifuna ukuthi ngenze umthelo. Akayenzi le-proposal akuyona i-paperwork yokuthi uma umuntu kungenza lokho lalo. Lapha ngizama ukuthi bakuzisiyanisa abantu. Uma sewenza i-project yakho ikhanya abamabhenki nalaba abasebezemali yibo abakuhluzisisayo. Izamthetho iyabe ingasikho khonapho. Abantu abaningi baya ukuthi sowunomthetho oyihonawulayo ukuthi wena nawufuna imali yokuthi wenze lokho. Kufanele ukuthi igcwaliseke okufunakalayo. So abantu balokuntu kube ngama-shortcut. Akuyena kube nama-shortcut ezintweni ezintweni ezama-policy. Kuyafanele ukuthi umuntu wonke angele ngendlela yona leyo. Njalo nje angazelizwe nokuthi ama-banks bafika bakule fone egcwalisela indicate ye-content part. Akikho indicate ukuthi uyayezimbabweni, ushiya ngaphi, kuthisi bani, kuyiphi indawo ukwenzela ukuthi u-qualify ukuthi uthole imali.
Ukuze ube lohlelo lwakho oluhle ukuthi uhulumende akunike imali kumele wenzeni ukuloba lokuthiwa i-project proposal uqala ngaphi kusiya ngaphi?
Ngibona ngani ikhona abantu njengoba ngijile ukuthi kunomsebenzi kahulumende idaba indawo yonke okuyikubane ngakule project ethize oyifunayo ngaba yi-farming okuthi ufuna uyenze i-farming kumbeufuna uyenze imali kunama-ministries avele ekhona okuthi ungahamba khona ngale kunemithi ezikhona ezigcelisa abantu ukuthi ngakufuna ukuthi dale i-proposal ekhona nende-mining uyenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu ngakufuna ukuthi ubhale i-proposal ikhona nge-farming uyenza lokhu nalokhu. So ngaleyo ndlela mboni kami abantu zabasebenze ingathi imisebenzi yakhulumente ezikhona endaweni yawo yabo.
Umnumzana Malaki Nkomo lilunga lebandla lezanu PF obekhuluma ecingweni lo Gibbs Dube wa Studio 7 eseyinsiza eMathebeleland South. Kweze Melika ziyadibana njalo namuhla inkunzimalanga zebandla lama Republicans kungxoxo mpikiswano yokuveza ukuba ngubani ozancintisa emele ibandla leli kukhetho lalonyaka olokudinga umongameli welizwe. Owaye ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump ulokhe esithi kangene kungxoxo mpikiswano lezi ngoba evele ekhokhela ucwaningo oluveza ukuba utshiya bonke abafuna ukuncintisa ngesibanga esikude. Kambe uTrump uzanqoba na ukuhlaziya lolu daba? UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe locubungula ezombusazwe unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe.
Mina mbona ngani okwenzakalayo kathesi laba abazama ukuvalela uTrump uthi engabi khona kukhetho. It's just another drama ye-American politics. Ngesikhathi sokusiya isiyafika isikhathi sokhetho uTrump uzabe sekhona ku-ballot box ngoba bangakwenza lokhu abafuna ukukwenza kuzaba ngumsindo. Kuphinde kulole abantu laba bathi Trump uyivictim, abantu bayamzonda, babe baningi abakukhangela ngaleyo ndlela. Ngibona ngani mina emakhothi aphezulu azawuthi uTrump avoteka ngoba besabani ukuthi bangabi create enye into kumbe babumbe olunye ukuthola uzaba ngumgoqo kusasa. Ukuthi ama-elections nxa omunye acabanga ukuthi amise omunye amise, then i-issue ka-Trump becomes i-benchmark or ukuthi hhayi kwake kwenzakala lokhu ngenxa ukuthi uTrump wake wamiswa. Lokhana yikuphonga ukudlala nje ngezinto zalapha. Izinto zalapha nje okwasidikele zihlala ziphakathi engani kuthiwa ziyayi-exagerathwa kancane. So mna mbona ngani yini nxa ngukhangele and here ngama-opinions abantu abaningi ambona ukuthi yindaba eza engayenza ukuthi uTrump engavotelwa, uzavotelwa kuphela.
Kodwa khona kubandla lama-Republicans ubona ubani ongani engasondelelana laye uTrump njengoba sike sabona umnumzana DeSantis laye ubengani useduze kodwa kathesi sesibona sokulo unkosikazi Nikki Haley, ungathini wena lo?
Mna mbona ngani laba bayazama bakuzamayo konke obaqambayo kodwa as long as umnumzana Trump ekhona kwabantu abavotelwayo kumbe kungaze kufike ama-primary abo ama-Republicans, uTrump uzaphumelela kuphela, uzanqoba. Ngoba ungakhangela ukuthi uTrump kubo 50% abantu abathi bazamvotela nxa ukhangela kulalaba abahamba belinganisa izilinganiso zokukhetho lezamuntu bagethi ukuthi ngubani uzavotela. UNikki Haley baphansi kakhulu. Ukuthi kuzathathani ukuthi baze bavale isivanga lesi siphakathi kwabo lo Trump? And enye into esimele siyinanzelele futhi esikhohlwayo yikuthi abantu abavotela uTrump kufanana nokuthi thina sithi sivotela i-political party, i-Republican party. Lelani ixeka labantu abavotela ulokhu nje uTrump kaba seyi-political party. So kungani kuthiwa i-cult olabantu abaphonga ukulandela umkhokheli kusemnyameni ukuthi angezenzeni, balandela kuphela. Bangaze bezokuthiwa omunye uhambe khona phana bathi bayamkhulekisa wafa, but ngenxa yokuthi vele ingqondo zabo sezikhona phaa ungeza kubakhuphe.
Unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ulandela ezombusazwe. Ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseWashington State khonapha eMelika. Singene kusigaba sembiko yenu.
Sanibonani bantu, sanibonani balaleli nabalandeli beStudio 7 mhlaba wonke jikelele. Okhuluma lana lichagwana elikhulu esigabeni sakosuku kwela seplan 3 uKhanyani Ncube. Yazi ngizwa abantu bekhuluma lapha usengezo shaba ngesithi yena ufuna ukulungisa i-CCC eyenze izibe lama-structures ezincoma ukuthi I'm going to strike again. Ungathuphuzela ubutshwala lobo kuthiwa injengu, ukhuluma injengu, injengu la ikhulumayo. Uzathi campaign into campaign lamalunga akhe. Kodwa kubonakala kuzuza ibandla lezanu PF yilo eliyabe lizuza lisiba laba limelayo eParliament abaningi okuzayenza ukuthi khona bethole le third majority. So ke kunzima abantu benkosi, kunzima impela kulo mfo kaChabangu lo mpela. Hayi yazi kulokuthi umuntu uyamzonda kube ngakuthiwa hayi ngelinye igama lo angimzondi nyamenyanya. Ya angibonge amen kule ndawo.
Ngibonani balaleli, salibonani labadala labasisakazela indaba mihla yonke. Siyabonga kusizo indaba zenu bantu abadala. Kodwa iqiniso elikhona Chabangu engawina wakhe amavoti, izandwa iwina waye amavoti behlanganise njengathi Chabangu anti la izanu vele amavoti lani ehlangana kaChabangu labo gawula iyawina vele izanu. Triple CV akuvote ekhaya kuthi nje abantu labo balesikhathi babirojwa ukudla ngoba lonyaka izulu lingekho. So kodwa abantu bakithi babesarojwa ukudla, so abasazongcwaba kwamanye amazwe labantu ababebuya befile irojwa ikudla nje abantu basekhaya. Hhayi izanu P F hayi ayikusixolele kancane okuyinto lokho. Angazi mpeli noma izanu P F isibungu secorona noma yini into enjani nale nje. Hayi ngiyifuzile awuvote kudlasha isikhathi mina vele ngiyinkwenzi lokho.
Eh livuke njani, livuke njani Studio 7 basakazi. Hayi siyabonga bakithi. Sicela ukudlulisa lo mlayezo kulabo mama abafuna uSiphini Ncube ozalwa nguLeon Ncube eNtabasimbe ward 5 eMatsulu. Kopeula umama wakhe ngukhwini Banda, umama luyendele kufamily kaMadala Boy Ndebele ongu MP. Sicela uSithini Ncube ongabuya mbona sifonele kule number 0779387203. Okhulumayo ngufamona Ngwenya. Please siyancenga bakithi ukuthi ongabuya mbona uSithini noma eduze naye, please amtshela sifonele kule number, uyadingeka lo mntwana kakhulu. Sabezulisize lapho kumbe umntwana selabo more than 10 years engekho, uzwakalela khona ngaphe harale. Siyabonga.
Sabonani la ekhaya ku Studio 7. Mina yami indaba inje, ngikhala ngoChuma. UChuma lo engasijayeli, uChuma lo uyakwazi ukuba ikukura hundi le kahle kahle yabulala abantu abaningi emathebeleleni. Kwakungubani umuntu wabulala abantu laba? Kwakuyinjongo yokuthi ngumgazi umuntu wabulala abantu laba, kwakuyizana. So manje lapha masivuzwa ngubaba Ncube la esijikajika engafuni ukukhuluma kahle kahle njengomuntu yazi umuntu wanawuthiwa khona abantu angathandile into ezinhle yazi umthakathi ma ekhona kahle kahle elithakatha akafuni into enhle isiya phambili yabe lokhu evalavala ngento esegcekeni shashua makaphumela egcekeni njengempaba ngembuzi esemadoleni ukuthi hhayi izano yiyo eyabulalayo abantu kusimpuli nje kuphela nansikwazi khona manje uthi elizweni kulokuthula yikuphi ukuthula kwakhona ngokuba abantwana bonke abezimbabwe basemazweni amanye la ngaphandle la. Shashua usenza njani wena baba Chuma? Shashua wenza ini baba Chuma? Shashua wena mawusidla uthola amapulazi la ntontshela abelungu labaqotha abelungu, hlala kahle nabantu abakho nje, thina siyahlupheka sifuna ukulungisa ilizwe nasikhona ukuhla ngaphaya. Shashua
athi mina nyamangala kodwa usengezo Chabangu lo abalokhu besithi usizi wacoshwa ebandleni lakhe ilibi ibandla lakho nelikaChabangu lo elokhuzeni kuChabangu wayebe uthiwa wacoshwa ebandleni lakhe ngoba uostalos akekho ebandleni likaChabangu. Okwesibili awukhami ukuthi uthi uChabangu ungwe-triple C ngapha usele party akaseyivula lebonakala ekhampeni edinge angayi-understand into yakhona kuloku menemene thize lapha into enzezane.
Salubonani kusitudio 7 ngiyabingelela. Obingelelayo igama ngumvumeni ngingumhweli weqembu elikhulumaskandi elibizwa ngokuthi abahlanganisi. So benginesifiso sokuthi ingoma zami zidlale mhlambe kustudio sikhulu okuyistudio 7. So angazi mhlambe noma ngakwazi ukuthi zidlale yini. Nkosi yami, bengicela nje ukuthi ngabe kuyenzeka zidlale emsakazweni.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwaneleke mthwakazi omuhle likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo 7:30 na olivalelisayo ngontungamilinkomo litshone kuhle.